morning. My guest this morning is Anita Smith from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Anita.
Hi, Roland. Good to be here.
What's going on with the the Laguna Foundation? I have a list of a lot of stuff here, and you guys are doing some great stuff. Talk about the Badgers.
You bet. This Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Laguna Foundation, we have a wonderful ecologist and naturalist named Susan Kirks, who's going to be sharing with us her research and knowledge about the American badger, which is a real elusive creature, a fierce predator.
Right.
But it's actually, its movements are being tracked in the Laguna Corridor. So she's going to share with us. And it's exciting because efforts to bring back the habitat and the ecosystem along the Laguna is having some really positive impacts on species like this and top predators. It's good news.
The Laguna Keepers are an organization that's always interested me. What are they doing in terms of the Laguna these days?
Yeah, you know, at the Laguna Foundation, we have a lot of wonderful different volunteer groups. People can be involved in lots of different ways, whether it's through education or citizen science. But we have this one group that's involved with restoration projects called the Laguna Keepers. And about once a month, we have a special project somewhere along the Laguna. And volunteers of all ages and all abilities. You don't have to have a really strong back or really good gardening expertise, but they help us do lots of different things like take out invasive species, plant trees and native bushes and grasses. This March 12th is a Laguna Keepers Day, and it'll be at the demonstration wetlands over by the Laguna Treatment Plant off Llano.
Right,
from 9 to noon, people can show up, and not only are we going to be doing some tree planting, but we're also going to be creating some habitat structures for different animals. And this kind of structural habitat development we've been doing at the Laguna Environmental Center, and now we're branching out to do it at other locations. It's tremendously successful at bringing
all
kinds of wildlife back to an area.
I note that there are stories for the young and young at heart.
That's going to be a good event. You know, Ann Carla Rivetta is a national treasure, a local treasure for sure.
I love the photographs here in your press release.
We have information about this storytelling evening for families. We're so excited always to do partnership events like this with Land Paths and the Open Space District. And Ann Carla Rivetta is going to come on March 12th at 7:30 p.m. And if weather permits, we'll have a campfire outside. People can sign up. It's for free. And people can sign up through the Land Paths website.
Oh, that's wonderful. She does look like just the ideal storyteller.
She is so dynamic. Oh, and so much fun. It's a
Finally,
great
one. What about the Headwaters of the Laguna Walk?
Wow. We, again, in partnership with some other folks and groups like Daily Axe and what was formerly Cotati Creek Critters, we're leading a walk this Saturday, weather permitting. Actually, we have a rain alternative date on Sunday, March 13th, if this March 5th date doesn't work. But it's to explore the historic headwaters of the Laguna, which is a really beautiful 3-mile amble through Cotati to some areas where you can kind of point to the headwaters of the Laguna. And the biologist and ecologist and natural history person will be there to talk with us, and maybe even some of the old timers that live in that area. So we're excited about that hike coming up.
How do people get more information?
One way is to go to our website, lagunafoundation.org,
right.
And you can see all of the events coming up. We're adding events all the time. We're doing many more walks and talks coming up. People can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or they're welcome to call the office.
Great. It seems to me that you're doing a great job
along
with the rest of the Laguna Foundation people. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.